It's amazed me how many stories there have been this week which I found quite humbling. I don't whinge and complain that often. Well, maybe I do in my own way about my life. And yet again, there's another story that was in the news yesterday, which I was reading about a woman in America who'd had a face transplant. Now, face transplants obviously have been around now for about 2 or 3 years since that French woman had the first one in the world. This lady had about 70% of her face replaced with donor faces, or a donor face, should I say. And actually, the story behind it's quite remarkable. She was in her 40s, and she was actually quite attractive, actually, looking at the pictures. And her husband decided, for whatever reason, didn't go into details on the site, to shoot her in the face. And following that, he turned the gun on himself and killed himself. Now, this woman ended up with a massive amount of her face missing. God knows how anyone survives that kind of injury, I just don't know. But anyway, they showed pictures of her face after it had healed, quotes unquotes, from its major trauma. And then she was in a press conference yesterday, 5 months after receiving her donor face. And her donor face is very swollen, and she looks all kind of puffed up and wrong, basically. But it kind of got me thinking of what the hell that woman's sense of identity must have been through. I mean, over the course of 6 years, to have had 3 different faces, your own, your disfigured, and your donor face. How does anyone maintain a sense of identity in society by changing their face that many times? It must just be mind-numbing. And then add on top of that, that the man that she loved and married shot her in the face, and then she had to witness, although I'm sure it wasn't her major concern at the time, but it will no doubt have had an effect on her somehow, witness him then kill himself. Now, whether she heard it or knew about it or watched it or whatever, I just found it really upsetting, I think is the right word, to think about. And there are people who I know, and I'm one of them, who've, you know, lived through a identity crisis, and I just cannot begin to imagine where you start in picking your life up from the pieces almost literally scattered across the floor to put back a sense of identity after an accident of that magnitude. So with that, and having read a blog about the young girl who's been trying to walk for the last 6 years after a road traffic accident with a tractor, I think someone somewhere is trying to tell me that things are not quite as bad as I thought they have been. But it certainly got me thinking, and at the end of the day, science is a miracle in terms of being able to put people's faces on other people's faces. But then you have to ask yourself, is it the way things really should go? Is it right? I don't know. I'm not sure where I stand on it all. It's all a bit complicated, to be honest. That's not to say I won't think about it, but it's just complicated. Anyway, if anybody would like to add their thoughts, then please do Twitter me and let me know what you think. But anyway, there we are. That's it for now.